Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with weatherology meteorologist Nick Carlisle about Lightning Safety Awareness Week.
This week is Lightning Awareness Week. First of all, just what are some of the very basic safety things that people can just kind of use in their everyday life if there's a storm nearby to stay as safe as possible when lightning is around?
Right, yeah. So when thunder roars, go indoors. That's like the main thing to remember when a thunderstorm is approaching the area. A substantial building, a nice sturdy structure, is always a good place to take shelter. Hardtop vehicles are also a good option. A rain shelter, a small shed, or an open vehicle, those are not safe. So you don't want to take shelter in those when you see threatening conditions moving into the area. Once you're inside a sturdy structure, you don't want to touch anything that's plugged into an electrical outlet. Don't want to touch anything dealing with plumbing or any corded phones. You can use cell phones and cordless phones. Those are safe to use. But anything that's corded, you don't want to be using that. Also, stay away from outside doors and windows, and don't lie on a garage floor either. Those are the main things to remember. And then once a thunderstorm is over, you want to wait 30 minutes after the last lightning or thunder strike before going back outside. And if we just follow those rules, we'd definitely be reducing casualties across the country there.
Well, I guess I wanted to talk about that 30-minute rule because I know that's a big thing for sports. It's a big thing for thunderstorms. Why is it so that 30-minute rule? I mean, I see the clouds move over. You know, why is there still that 30-minute delay?
Yeah, because lightning can still happen even outside of a thunderstorm sometimes. I mean, it can even happen even when a storm has moved out of the area. So, I mean, generally about 10 to 15 minutes after a storm has passed, it's usually safe after that. But 30 minutes is the general rule, just in case there are any more storms that can move into the area after that. Because you can get those multicellular storms to move into an area, especially along like a line of thunderstorms too.
Well, I guess what's the difference between a storm moving over the area that doesn't have a lot of lightning activity and then some of those storms with a lot of activity that we see some of those lightning storms occur?
Yeah, so, I mean, most storms do occur with quite a bit of lightning, and some do have more lightning than others. But usually, if you're hearing thunder, that definitely means that there's lightning associated with it, since lightning causes thunder, thunder is the sound of lightning, rather, in the first place. So, you definitely want to be taking shelter for that.
What are some of the things that maybe if I was outside and I couldn't pay attention to some of the weather forecasts or anything that I should be paying attention to if I see something like that coming?
Yeah, if you see threatening weather conditions, so if you see any flashes in the distance, if you see any really dark clouds, you want to be making sure you're aware of that. That's definitely the best thing to do if you don't have any sort of weather radio or any sort of radar app that you can look at on hand. So that's definitely the best thing to do. Just always be aware of the cloud cover in the area. Always be aware if there's any flashes. If you hear any thunder, definitely want to be seeking shelter there as well.
What are some of the things I should do to kind of prepare, like you said, if there was a lightning storm or if maybe my house was struck by lightning? Is there anything else I should do to keep in mind?
I don't really think, apart from what I've already mentioned, I mean, it's just making sure to take shelter and not touching anything that's associated with electrical outlets or plumbing or corded phones. That's the big thing to remember, too. Even when you're in a vehicle, you don't want to be touching any electrical things either.
Well, let's say I'm driving in a car. Is it probably the safest thing to just pull over or drive through it? I guess, do you have any advice there?
I mean, yeah, you can still definitely keep driving. I mean, keeping your hands on the wheel is definitely a good thing. But touching any of the electrical components of your car, so like any sort of dials or buttons or anything like that, that might be a bad thing to do. But you can keep your hands on the steering wheel. That's definitely fine to do.
If there is any electrical damage or lightning does strike near my area, what should I do? And I guess who should I talk to if that does happen? And what advice would you have from a weather perspective on that side?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you probably, if you have any lightning damage, probably talking to an insurance company or either like the authorities too, because, you know, hail damage kind of is associated with lightning damage too. So that's definitely a thing that you can do in that case.
During the summer and obviously the spring and the severe weather season, what are some of the other biggest dangers that people should watch out for? Maybe not just for lightning, this is Lightning Awareness Week, but what are some of the other big dangers associated with severe thunderstorms?
Yeah, so hail and damaging winds are also big threats associated with storms with lightning. And also, you can get isolated tornadoes on occasion with especially severe thunderstorms as well. So always making sure you have a plan to move into a safe shelter, a sturdy structure, in the lowest floor of a building, a sturdy structure. Staying away from windows and doors as well is also the main thing associated with those other threats as well.
All right, well, one final time, what is the easiest way to avoid getting hurt by lightning, and advice for people who are maybe going through that severe weather at any point?
Yeah, so making sure to cancel or postpone any activities early. If you know that there are going to be thunderstorms moving into the area, always be aware of the weather conditions, constantly monitoring any rapid changes in the cloud cover. And also, if you do have a radar app or a weather radio, that's also a good thing to have on hand as well. If any significant weather moves into the area, you want to move into a safe shelter. A substantial sturdy structure is the best thing to do. You can do a hardtop vehicle as well, but any sort of rain shelter, a small shed, any open vehicles, those are not safe. And when you're inside a sturdy structure or a vehicle, just don't try to touch anything that's plugged into an electrical outlet, any plumbing, any corded phones, or anything that's sort of electrical. But you can use cell phones. Touching your steering wheel is fine. Also, staying away from outside doors and windows also helps.
Thanks to Nick Carlisle for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.